Welcome back to another episode of The Mac Rumor Show. My name is Dan. We have Hartley here as usual. And today we actually have a special guest. And this is great timing because we wanted to talk about Apple Shortcuts. And I literally couldn't think of many other people, if not anyone else, better than our guest, Matt Casanelli, because, well, I mean, you used to work at the place in which Apple bought to then turn into Shortcuts. So, I mean, you're perfect. You know the ins and outs. So thank you so much for joining us, Matt. How's everything going? How are Shortcuts these days?
It's doing great. I used to work at Workflow, and ever since it got turned into Shortcuts, I've been like, I know this tool very, very well, and people should learn it. And clearly Apple's investing in it into the future, so it's a very, very exciting time to learn Shortcuts.
Okay, so I have made some Shortcuts. I've certainly used Shortcuts that other people have made. Like, I know my way around that. But I have never really had the urge to dive into it further because, well, I mean, you probably know it looks kind of like it's intimidating. So for those of you who are listening and don't know what Apple Shortcuts is, Matt, could you explain just kind of high level what Apple Shortcuts is in its current state?
Sure. I mean, it's definitely a very complex tool that was built by acquisition, which is not normally how Apple does things. So I think it's always been sort of a low-key thing as they're building it out. But Shortcuts is a way to connect the apps and devices that you use through Apple products and even web services, and then either automate them by accessing different parts of it or taking data and converting it to one type and putting it in another place, or just building out personal workflows for the things that you do every day on your devices. It's built off of, originally, it was a bunch of URL schemes, so a bunch of links that open into other apps. And then as it was converted into Shortcuts, they got a lot more back-end capabilities. And now it's powered by the App Intents API, which is a really powerful API that actually powers all of the widgets and all of the live refresh data on your phone also. And it's essentially a way for apps to let Apple and the ecosystem know, here are the main functionalities that my app provides. Let me give them to you in this little package, and then they can build intelligent experiences off of that, like just surfacing it on your lock screen or in Spotlight or the Siri suggestions widgets. And then also just enabling end users like me to build complex multi-step shortcuts and essentially have control over your devices in a way that you don't really get otherwise in the Apple ecosystem, because a lot of times it's like you find an app that does something for you, and then whatever that app does, that's how it works. With Shortcuts, you can take that app and another app and combine them together, or just use the scripting capabilities in Shortcuts and build your own, kind of roll your own software that way. So it's a really powerful tool, but I think for a lot of people, they've seen making aesthetic home screens and like customizing your icons, which is honestly an awesome way to get introduced into Shortcuts. But then you open it and there's quickly scripting tools and then a lot of complex stuff that doesn't just work the way you would expect for Apple stuff. So I think a lot of people end up getting stuck. And in theory, in the future, something like AI helping people build Shortcuts, I think, would go a very long way, because right now you essentially need to be me in order to be like an expert and understanding how this app works, because it does kind of take programming and then it makes it simpler for people. I think maybe they could go further in their Apple way, but I was never a programmer before, and now I can do all sorts of development type stuff just because of Shortcuts alone. It's like its own programming language for Apple devices, apps, and even websites too, which is cool.
So you have a library of Shortcuts available on your website, which our listeners should definitely check out if you're interested in just jumping right in by downloading some Shortcuts. But I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about maybe some of your favorite Shortcuts that you've built to really sort of help provide some examples of where Shortcuts are useful.
Sure, totally. Basically when I worked at Workflow, I curated the gallery that is now in the Shortcuts app today. So a lot of those Shortcuts were workflows that I built back in the day.
Nice.
I think that's one thing where it could use some updated examples. And that's kind of what my theory was with my website, is like, I already did this. I literally worked on the gallery before, so I have my own gallery now of more modern shortcuts. And even I spent a lot of time, like, some websites that don't have shortcut support, I can basically look at their URL structure and make shortcuts for that. So like, I could make a whole set for Mac Rumors and opening it on your devices, or opening specific categories that you want and things like that. I just do it for fun. But some of my most used ones, I do a lot of blogging through this. And so there's a lot of ways to scrape data from websites and pull out maybe header images, or like a thing I do is link blogging. So I can fully grab a thumbnail and then the title and text of a blog post and create the whole thing in 1 second rather than spending 30 minutes typing out a blog post. So that kind of workflow is super. I think what's hard about shortcuts is it's always really particular to you, but then you're like, I'm not a blogger, so that's not helpful to me. But everybody has that kind of workflow where throughout your specific thing, you're like trying to work with some type of data, and shortcuts can really automate some of those processes. I think that does take a bit more scripting, but like, I can create YouTube
scripts. That's a perfect one for you.
And things like that. So yeah, there's so many. I mean, I have 400 categories because I've spent 10 years doing this. So like, that's, I think what's always hard is I'm on the deep end. A lot of people, I would suggest looking at your home screen and then just going into the shortcuts app and searching for those apps and seeing if there are shortcuts available, because that's the best way to get started, is improving a workflow that you already have rather than trying to create a new one.
So yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, how can the average person get into using shortcuts? My guess would be like what you just mentioned, also looking into the, you know, the ones, like you said, in the gallery, and then maybe what I used to do was kind of look on Reddit. There's a shortcut subreddit, and whatever one sounded interesting to me, I would just pull from there. Also, looking at your website, I mean, that seems super easy too. Just go there and check it out. It looks like you got a little members only thing, so if you want to support Matt, you can get some pretty sweet looking shortcuts.
Yeah, appreciate it.
But yeah, I mean, like, if there's like, do you have any other like tips or benefits to those who are just starting out and like wanting to get into shortcuts so that they don't easily get overwhelmed, I think would be like the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think sometimes people have trouble just remembering to use the shortcuts at all. And so I think putting the shortcuts widget in the today view off to the left of your home screen, and then just doing the big one with 8 slots is a really good way to just make sure your shortcuts are available. And even when the phone is locked, you can swipe over and run your shortcuts there right away. I think some good ones are like casting your phone to another, like entertainment stuff is always pretty universal. So I think like just a fun one is if you do use Apple Music, pulling in music and kind of creating your own shuffle, like autoplay kind of thing. So it's like 25 songs from the last 6 weeks, kind of like a smart playlist thing, but you can kind of update it on the fly. That can be a fun one. I think what's hard is almost nobody uses the same apps. So like, calendars are a sort of universal thing. Also, you can get a lot out of calendar data, and kind of like get directions to the next event type of thing. That's not maybe the best example, but I think the biggest thing is looking for what actions are available from your apps, because otherwise, I guess another great place to start, I just totally forgot from the new feature recently, is app shortcuts in shortcuts are automatically provided from your apps. So if somebody an app that you use has shortcut support, it can generate automatic shortcuts for you, and just they'll be in the shortcuts app automatically. This was a feature that Apple put in because the same thing, like, I don't want to go build 20 just to start using. If this app knows you can do something, it'll provide it for you and then make that available. This is a whole, that one tangent is like, that's their Siri strategy right now. And it's a very weird thing that I don't think, like, I barely even know it because I did the research, but all of those app shortcuts that are available, those are the Siri capabilities for those apps now. And I think this is one thing that's just sort of unclear long-term for the end user is Shortcuts Siri, and where does that overlap hit versus like becoming a power user and building out 400 shortcuts and things like that, versus having Siri just automatically know what to do, and then you can just say, open this, and it does it. And you might not even ever know that that was Shortcuts itself. So I think this just speaks to the problem of they need like an app store for Shortcuts where people can discover these types of things, because otherwise right now it's sort of like you need to know, or you need to go find the subreddit and things like that, which is great. I'm actually one of the moderators there too.
Oh, perfect.
But it is just like, I mean, Reddit itself is not what it used to be as well. So I think that's another issue there. But I should mention Mac Stories is also a wonderful resource for sure. I learned from reading Mac Stories, and then I went to work at Workflow, and I like got to sit next to the team, and that's how I learned in depth. But Mac Stories is also a wonderful resource with Federico Vitici.
I think
he's pretty good at that.
Built-in app store for Shortcuts would really sort of fix a lot of the problems that currently exists in terms of discoverability, because one issue that always bugs me with Shortcuts is if I find a shortcut for some sort of niche use case on a subreddit or wherever, and then I find that it's used Shortcuts actions that have since been I don't know what the right word would be, deprecated or whatever, they're no longer in use, and so that shortcut doesn't work anymore, so then I've kind of got to modify it, and I don't think there's a very good system for kind of updating Shortcuts. And I know that you can, and there are ways to do it, but the way that you sort of have to leave comments as well in the shortcuts that you may have to make sure that the user looks through and configures, it's not as usable as it could be in the context where you just upload to a kind of app store and then you just update like you would update an app.
Totally.
Whether Apple will actually go that far, I don't know.
Yeah, I think some of that is somewhat... I think sort of where I was mentioning the part about it was an acquisition, I think kind of speaks to some of this, is just that if they had built this from scratch, they probably wouldn't have released it this early. And so by it just already being Workflow and being out there and was built by not Apple, essentially, I think I don't want to like speculate, but it does seem like they're like taking time to get it right before they send it to everybody. I mean, it's on everybody's devices already. It's been, I think it really has settled into like people understand it. Like when I tell someone about Shortcuts, they're like, I think I've seen that on my phone. And then they open it and they like don't have anything in there. It's super fair. But I think that's why they like to like not do anything until they go all in on it. And Shortcuts is just a unique case where it was already out in the public. And people like me were just like, I need this. So like, they can't like take it away, which has been honestly wonderful that they supported the existing community. But I think I've definitely run into growing pains with bugs and things like that in Shortcuts that have been pretty hard to, I think a lot of, like I just saw somebody talking about Shortcuts, the app itself still needs a lot of work. I think Shortcuts as an ecosystem and the app intents API and what's going forward is super exciting. Like I love that part. I think the technical part of like the software that it's running sometimes definitely needs some work, but they've been doing a lot of work there as well. But I think that's why I'm personally so excited, because I can like see what they're doing with Shortcuts in a way that when people talk about AI and other things, I'm like, ChatGPT doesn't have a phone. So like there's just this built-in system through App Intents that if Apple starts to apply pressure in the AI realm on top of it, it can get super powerful. And I think there's sort of like two ways that I think that's going to happen. One is just by making AI functions into Shortcuts actions. Like last year we got the Apple Vision framework where they can detect people in photos and like pull you out and make it into a sticker. That is just a Shortcuts action now where you can get the subject of a photo. And now that's just like a tool that you can use in your Shortcuts at any moment. And there's rumors of a summarize feature for Siri. And that's just very clearly to me going to be a summarized text action in Shortcuts that it's like, we'll also get all these other features, but then just give it to Shortcuts users as well and put AI in the hands of everyday people. I think that's what's incredibly powerful about Siri, and something that like ChatGPT stuff is doing that as well, but it's not going to learn from your behavior on your phone in a way that Apple already has the APIs built to do that. So that's where it's like they have to make it work before they can make it work, sort of thing. But then once they're there, it's like, oh, they can really hit the ground running, which is super exciting.
And it also really depends on how far developers build support for Shortcuts, because some developers really seem to embrace it as a sort of essential part of their app. I mean, one example of this that I think is really interesting is Things 3, because that is fairly new, sort of really deep Shortcuts integration that lets you completely change the way that you may use the app and add automations. And I love Things 3, so that was great for me. Definitely. But then when I move over to another app, and actually Apple Music is quite a good example, there's surprisingly few Shortcuts that are supported. So even basic things like deleting a song from my library, you'd think that that would be that should be a given, that I can just tap a button and have a song instantly deleted from my library, so I don't need to have multiple taps. So I guess we kind of get back into this thing that Dan and I have said so many times, which is Apple kind of needs to do these things first to show that they can be done, because otherwise it's just some developers of task managers and calendar apps that really embrace these capabilities, whereas sometimes even Apple's own apps get a little bit left behind.
Totally. I think that, again, speaks to, I even just know directly that all of the music stuff was built before we even worked at Apple. So all of that stuff is built using developer APIs that were available almost 10 years ago, and not built off of the newest Shortcuts APIs that the Shortcuts team has developed in order to make a find action that can retrieve all of the music. I mean, some of them might be a little bit unique because like some of the music capabilities, there was a little bit more, but I think that's another thing that I don't really know, but it just makes sense to me that Apple's own teams can't build off of the Shortcuts APIs until those are finished either. And so really, Apple has spent the last 5 years improving that App Intents API in order to make it just functional so that developers can build the same level of Shortcuts actions that workflow users expect, where you can find, modify, retrieve data. Whereas like the first year they did Siri Shortcuts, it was like completely disconnected from Shortcuts. It was just a voice command and it just did one thing. Then they like bridge those two together so that a shortcut, you use the name to trigger Siri. And then they built like better APIs so developers could do some stuff, but they couldn't get as deep. And I think I'm not totally sure, but I think last year was the first time they really built it so that people like Things could implement that deep of actions without essentially rolling their own. So I think that's where I'm hoping. I think this is the start. I feel like I do this every year, but I'm like, this is the year I'm going to get native actions, and they'll redo those other ones that were just workflow actions before. But I totally think that's a great example of nobody cares. I know that, but like, my mom shouldn't know that, and that doesn't matter why she can't do the thing that she wants to do. Mm-hmm. And for Apple to have this feature already out and in people's hands, and it doesn't work the way they expected, I think just long-term, it just undercuts the story of Shortcuts. Because like, oh, this is the future, but it's not ready yet, sort of. And I think that's what can be difficult, even for me as someone who really likes it and essentially is like trying to get other people to use it too. But I want to be clear that it has growing pains as well. But even still, as we go into the future, the second this stuff hits, I'm going to be more prepared than anybody to use it and fly forward, which is super exciting. So like, I'm always, every time there's an update, I'm like clamoring for the latest features and things like that, because we just got in iOS 17.4 the ability to detect the orientation of your phone, and then even like if you're running or walking or in a car. And so now that's all very finely tuned for the action button, where like if your phone is facing down in your pocket, it can change the behavior of the shortcut that you run and things like that. So it's just exciting stuff.
So speaking of exciting, and you mentioned AI earlier, there's been a ton of information about iOS 18 and obviously being major AI focused. But even last year we had reports saying that AI features to the Shortcuts app would involve a deeper Siri integration. And like, so here's an example that they like listed, that it would be, you know, asking Siri or Shortcuts to be able to, well, in conjunction with one another, to take a picture, like a series of five different photos, turn it into a GIF, and then send the resulting GIF to a friend all in one action. Do you think, A, that's actually going to be possible? Can you even do that right now in the current?
That's what I read that article, and I was like, that's just what that's like the example Shortcut that, yeah, you can do that in Shortcuts now. So that's where sometimes when I read those rumor stories, I'm like, I really wish I was like listening to that source also, because I'm like, no, they meant this. That's just what you can do with Shortcuts. I think what's the real question for me is if I don't have to know that ahead of time and I can just say, do this thing, and it can build that shortcut for me. That's cool.
That's what we're looking at. Like oh, you can automatically turn it into a GIF now, but then to be able to add in all those extra steps, or even just asking basically Siri, is there a way to do this and can you make that for me? Like,
sure.
Like, I feel like the possibilities would be endless then if that's how it is in fact going to work. So how do you feel about that? Like, and what would be like the thing that you would be super interested in like diving into and getting these multi-step functions be able to happen in Shortcuts?
So I think, in my opinion, one of the best parts about that in terms of just artificial intelligence is that once you build that script or whatever, in LLMs you're usually trying to figure out something via text, but in theory applying that to other automation, it's just like you're just trying to accomplish that goal. What I like about Shortcuts is that you can edit it after the fact, and I can take whatever automation, it's like, here's how I get to this step. It'll give me all those steps, and then I can customize that and change it and tweak it. So it can essentially build that workflow, but I can continually like modify that workflow deeper. Whereas I feel like with a lot of AI tools, it's like a one and done, and then you maybe never even come back to that, and you don't utilize that long term in your life. So I think the paper this week was called about Apple's system for Ferret UI, which is a way that artificial intelligence can essentially understand a screen's interface rather than just images. Because they were talking about in the paper, most LLMs are trying to look at a photo and understand what's happening. Apple is specifically working on one to understand what's happening on a phone screen, because it is like technically still an image, but it's not trying to understand a person in it. It's all these user interface elements and things like that. It was enlightening reading that paper in detail, because I was like, it doesn't sound like it is finished at all. It sounds like it's very smart, and this LLM in particular is just like, we need to use a screen-based one in order to do anything more with this. But it is like, they were like, if the plus button is in the center, it'll accidentally think it's an image and things like that. So it wasn't nearly as advanced as I was hoping. But what I really want from something like Ferret UI or another LLM is, inside of Shortcuts, if I can't accomplish my goal, I want to tell it to go open an app and do the thing for me. Mm-hmm. Even because I know, go in and press the button in the top right, and that's what I want. And then it can just essentially, like, Apple script style, execute commands for you that it's watching. That would be really cool, because that's just the other side of Shortcuts, is like you were saying, if somebody doesn't support it, what do? It's like, oh, it can just open the app and interact with it for me. And then in theory, it's the same every time, or in theory, it can really understand what's actually happening in that app. Even if it changes, it's like, oh, that's over here now, kind of thing. So I think that's sort of like the front end of what Shortcuts can't accomplish on its own through App Intense API, I think could be accomplished through these artificial intelligence tools that can navigate interfaces, because that would just be really helpful. In addition to, I think the other thing with just, I think I'm coming back to the part about development and people actually adopting it, is I think Apple's just kind of forcing people to use the App Intents APIs by building it into the widgets and things like that. It's like you, in the long term, get a lot of benefit from adopting it. And otherwise, you're kind of left out in the ecosystem without actually supporting these things. So I think it is going to be more and more critical as like the action button requires shortcuts support, essentially, in order to put your functionality in there. And so as that goes, and even, I mean, I think it's just going to be a major thing with, if AI stuff is a focus of it, I think developers are going to really have to and want to adopt these APIs and go further. So that part is really exciting, that just Siri getting better can be a forcing function for developers to also improve their thing, and then just like everybody wins in that situation.
I think there's definitely a long-term play here for Apple with shortcuts, but my concern with it is that this will be, at least this year at WWDC, will be the kind of wow moment where we see someone on stage, or you know, in the pre-recorded video, providing that set of instructions, and we see Siri build that in the Shortcuts app. But that's it. And that's sort of, it's great. And it's great for people that are intrigued by Shortcuts and just want to get started, to sort of see how those, how their verbal instruction is translated into something on screen in a sort of multi-step process. But what I hope Apple does is they provide the ability to edit that shortcut, because for someone like me, I don't have an issue with that early stage of dragging in some basic actions. But the issue I have is with scripting, or when things get really complex, or with grabbing complex sort of list items and repeats, and where things start to get way more sort of into basic programming, because that is not my forte. So that's where I definitely really need the assistance from Siri. I just really want to see how far they go.
I think what's hard about that is I really would have been the champion of that kind of feature if I still worked there. I really think that requires, I think what's hard is that might just not be their focus right now, is Siri is, and the low end shortcuts opportunity is a lot bigger than the deep end right now, I do think. Because there's a lot of people who would be interested in that, but I think it just requires a lot of esoteric knowledge there. Like, even I'm just imagining like what I know about choose from list and how an LLM would understand that and know what you need in those moments. That is where the shortcuts as a programming language is going to be more complex than what like an AI could solve for you, even through a specific like summarize text function. Like, I think Apple is going to be better at giving you AI capabilities in little packages like that than like providing this complete experience where it understands how you might want to build a shortcut. I think that's where, but even like long-term, this is where AI really changes a game, because if there was just some sort of observe me mode and it could like I could train it on how I build shortcuts, then I could use it to suggest things in the future, because like I do the same types of functions all the time. It could even be like, hey, make a shortcut that provides that function as a separate subroutine sort of thing too. So I think that, sorry, you got the wheels turned. I'm excited about that stuff, because I just think of they're really, as a like, even just like larger as Apple, they are probably more focused on like larger AI opportunities, but the ones with shortcuts specifically and for the shortcuts app and like just being a better assistant, I think would be really helpful. Shortcuts could just have things like Swift Playgrounds has like step through mode. So like telling me what happens at each step and where the data is changing, I think would go a really long way with just being able to understand and debug your own shortcuts and get it to a different level that you can't right now. I honestly don't always want to say this, but it's like you ask people, because I think that's where I think the shortcuts community, by Apple, like it, by it being kind of confusing, we have struggled with, it's like, if I haven't written a story about how choose from list works, there's no resource out there for anyone else to understand it. And so I do think people learning from each other is really powerful, because like we can get a lot further. Like, even knowing that you are interested in that and you run into that soon is important for me to hear sometimes, because I think a lot of people, I always imagine that people just want to do one or two things and then they don't care about the scripting because it is too complex. But like, there's a whole group of people that it's really like myself originally. I didn't even know that I could do this. And I just suddenly realized I was programming one day and like was doing for loops with the repeat with each action. And those are just like two different programming worlds that there's not really like this bridge between regular people and programmers. It's like the power users are kind of that world, but people like me don't actually know how to code. I know how to program with shortcuts, but so yeah, at least just I can help you if you have any questions as well.
Well, so as a power user yourself, I'm not a power user, but you are. What are your like essential, give me two essential shortcuts, and then do you mess around with the automations tab too? Because those are different, obviously, automations. They're automated. It's just shortcuts that you can kind of run for your phone and have it automatically happen. Whereas with shortcuts, things happen automatically, but you need to initiate that manually. So with those, give me two shortcuts that you absolutely must have, and then two automations that you use as well.
Sure. I have 4,000 shortcuts. So that's where
holy
I have
cow.
Like,
how could you pick just one
shortcut? I think that's where I have a very specific style where okay. I could make a shortcut that does everything in the group in one function, but I do tend to like, I want to do this thing now and that thing later. And so I had trouble where I would put all my shortcuts into menus and then it was like, oh, I just have one shortcut that does all these things. But then I didn't remember what it did. And like, there are keywords in the titles of my shortcuts that are really powerful for me. So I can both find those individual shortcuts, but then it always sounds so silly to share. One of my favorite ones is one that runs my other shortcuts because it pulls them all in. And so my action button can actually run every single one of my shortcuts. It just shows me a menu and then another menu and then another menu once I get down to the actual depth. But honestly, that one is super powerful. I mean, other ones that I think are maybe less relatable, but like me personally, like I do scrape data from when I'm uploading and publishing to my website. I will scrape the information out of the shortcut, find the title, icon, image. I get the comments out of it. I learned how to look at the file type and get the comments, and then I upload it to WordPress using XML RPC, which is the worst, oldest format, but it is a text format that I can... I just replaced all of the fields with my data and I can publish to WordPress directly from my phone just by like saying, hey, I want to share this thing. It'll scrape it all, do this, and then send it off to the website and be live in an instant. Nice. So like that's where, and then I also have one that like turns on my TV and like just like very simple things.
I think those are the ones that like everyone's like, you know, interested in things that like, but also, my follow-up question is, do you ever find yourself making a shortcut or researching a shortcut, and then you like you're getting into the weeds, and then you realize like it would just be faster for me to just go in and like turn on the TV myself.
This is where I'm forever cursed with my ability to share them means that more people will get value out of it than just me by creating it, and that's honestly one of the very, very cool things about shortcuts is that you can give them to other people. You can make your own software in 10 seconds and hand it to someone else in a way that no one else can. So like that alone sometimes is like nuts. Like this is the coolest thing. I still like, I'm like, I can just do this and I don't have to go learn to code and make it my whole career just to be able to hand you some software that I custom built. I think I just got totally distracted by that, but it is just like, I mean, let me get back to the automations thing, because that's the other like low key part that Apple has made really frustrating until again this year by like not making them actually automatic. A lot of the, if you connected to Wi-Fi, it had to confirm the shortcut, which for every person on Reddit made them useless apparently. But it is very like, expectations wise, they need to be automatic and actually do the things. I think again, the hard part is that they don't hook into HomeKit stuff exactly the way that you would want. Like if your light turns on, you can't have your app do something because it doesn't really know. Like HomeKit is separate from your phone actually running this stuff. I love Apple Watch automation, so for sure. I have my Apple Watch face constantly change. Not constantly. It is actually too much sometimes, but like during at noon even, it'll show me that full day. My watch is going off. It'll show me that nice like full sunny view of like the entire day thing, so I can kind of like see how much time is left in the day. And then if I switch to my blogging focus mode, it'll switch to like a blogging watch face that I don't really use. The like I have shortcuts on those watch faces, and for me it's a lot of I use shortcuts and focus modes to context shift a lot. So like mm-hmm. you can tell I have way too many shortcuts and it's a mess. So on my iPad, I have separate home screens set up and then for each of these shortcuts with like widgets galore and the shortcuts widget all there. And then when I'm ready to do blogging, it hides all the other things. And on my watch, that'll change as well. And it'll just show me my blogging widgets. So that's where like, with shortcuts and a lot of the deep features that you have, like you can live this whole other life on Apple devices that regular users like don't even know exists. It's like I have my home screen swap out in front of me constantly with new apps that I need to use in that moment. So it's a very like contextual based operating system in some ways. But I think the automations part is really that deeper capability that people will really want, and especially the main thing is it hasn't come to Mac, and that will be killer, because if your Mac can just kick off things randomly, not randomly, but when you choose to, that'll go a long way. Shortcuts for Mac, they said it was the future of Mac like 3 years ago, and then I don't think they've mentioned it since then. So like technically they were accurate, but I really want that to become the present of automation on the Mac, because I think that's where like every power user or like productivity person who's invested in this is like, I don't want to pull out an iPad. Like there's a cadre of us that love the iPad, I think because of workflow. And I think that is a understated thing about iPad Pro users is almost all of us who are super users also used workflow and use shortcuts. And if you don't, I probably wouldn't use an iPad Pro either, because I don't know how you'd get the value out of it unless you're doing Procreate or video type stuff. But shortcuts on the Mac, and just what happens once you get it on the Mac and people really invest in it is like, oh, now it also works on the iPad and already works on the iPhone, the Apple Watch, Apple TV, HomePod. Suddenly this whole ecosystem is just complete. And then also if AI can kind of sprinkle on top, like make it easier for you, I'm just so bullish on where shortcuts can go. I think but then we're sort of stuck in the interim of somewhat buggy and people's expectations from what Apple sets these expectations. Like it can just do anything that you expect it to. It doesn't really live up to that right now. And so I think a lot of people get burnout.
Just for quick clarification, there is the Shortcuts app on the Mac, but are you saying like they need automations? Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure. I was like, I'm pretty sure Shortcuts exist, but like,
no, yeah.
You know, it is just a ported app as well. So it's not like it's, you know, it's tailored and designed for it. You can make shortcuts that are, you know, for the Mac specifically, but yeah, automations. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. That's what I thought you were going at, but I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss something. I was like,
no,
wait a minute.
Just that feature. Shortcuts for Mac is great. I really love it. I think that's where some of what we're getting with or could get with the AI stuff, I think, is where they have different existing examples on the Mac. Like Automator used to be able to, I think it still can. You just press record and then watch me go do things and then turn that into an automation. I'd love that with shortcuts as well. But yeah, shortcuts for Mac, I think it's the same thing of you need deep investment from Apple to really show us why we should use this as the tool, or developers should invest in it as well. I think there's a lot clearer investments in the iOS apps and iPad apps for shortcuts type developers than on the Mac right now. But I think it's long-term Apple strategy still is to sort of, they're sort of merging those backends slowly. And I think that's helping developers justify it. Or even like the Apple Vision Pro, that's basically an iPad means like you want to develop for these iPad apps. And now you kind of have a cross-platform app in a way that they might not have justified earlier. It's all, Apple is such a beast of a company and they have all these competing interests, I think is part of it. And shortcuts is one part that maybe it's like not as clearly part of the Siri strategy until now. And so I think it's been sort of the workflow team or the workflow users have been around and we've been clamoring for all this deep stuff, but Apple would have never been close to this realm without the shortcuts app. It's always just fascinating the difference between like you were saying, like I do think what's hard about the AI stuff is I think we're really going to want it to be killer at this WWDC. And I think they'll start in that path, but I think it's the same thing of like, what they announced this year really doesn't get finished until next year or like fully implemented. So I'd hope that the best thing about Apple is that they don't tell you often. And so we got these papers and like, I'm worried that like Ferret UI, if they just published that 2 weeks ago, like how is that going to be embedded in this current operating system that's under development? And it even is like a preliminary paper. So that was just like, oh, I might have gotten a little more hyped than I maybe should have. But at the same time, they've got all this groundwork laid out and where they can go with shortcuts and just putting those AI capabilities into your hands is really cool. I hadn't even thought about shortcuts itself having its own AI assistant type stuff. I think I'm just, I'd love that. I'd wish for it all day long. If I get my hopes up on that, though, I'm going to be waiting and disappointed. So I can't emotionally invest in it that way. But yeah.
So what do you think is feasible for us to actually see this year then? So you mentioned a summarize shortcut. I think that seems, or a summarize action, I should say. That seems plausible. And we know that there must be some kind of deeper Siri integration with building shortcuts. But what else can you actually see coming this year? It's easy to, because I get down to that exact same issue of sort of thinking the long-term vision here. But really, right now, eyes are set on WWDC. So what do you think we could see? What's not too far out there?
Yeah, I think seeing AI features introduced that we also get shortcuts actions for seems likely. That seems the pattern that they established in the past. And that's just a clear, like, take that one function of AI and just let me use it and not have to be speaking to Siri. I do think tighter integration with shortcuts and Siri itself and just like being able to activate Siri or like get your recent conversations or what's useful about something like ChatGPT is being able to go back and just like link to a conversation too and things like that, that I think would be really interesting. Like Siri is a very much one and done and then she's gone thing, but like having a larger context, I think what's hard is long term, like, yeah, if it could just understand everything you ever did on your phone, that'd be fantastic. But I don't like just the reality of how do you make that work is what I can appreciate having worked at Apple is like that stuff's really complex. It's so hard to speculate on what I think that's why what we could get. There's that very clear, like that low level stuff being added for users. I do really think they need to push on the high level of like just having better conversations with Siri or being able to tie it into those shortcuts and build them would be really powerful. Being able to create automations just with your voice would be really cool too. Like, you can do that a little bit now that I think about it. You can, this is just a random, you can technically schedule HomeKit devices to turn off by using Siri. And if you ask her, she'll essentially just create an automation for today at that time. And then it just turns off after it's done. It's kind of a slop. It just stays there afterwards.
Keep going.
Yeah, it's just kind of a weird like half measure thing.
It's like, that was kind of helpful for today, I guess.
Yeah, but now you just have like your automations tab is just littered with all of those. So
can you set up a shortcut to ask Siri to do that every day? So every time you hit it, it'll just set it up.
No, I mean you can right now use time automations to run shortcuts at any time. Like, I think that's what's so weird is like with automations, we all wanted it to be fully automatic and then we got it and it was like, all right, now what? Like, I don't know what people were specifically missing, or like you developers want to do like really specific programming stuff. But I think for everyday people to implement, sometimes it's just like you run into that one use case where you didn't want it to happen. And then it's like, well, that wasn't really worth doing. So automations in particular are, I don't use them as much as I should. And it's like easier for me to just build a new shortcut and put it in a widget and remember to use that than to find the perfect recurring use case. But just making that easier to take advantage of, making automation shareable is the killer part, right? We just can't send them to someone else. And so there's really no ecosystem around that that isn't anything AI related, but just like, I have to give you like a 15-step instruction just to set it up right now. So I just really haven't invested in it because it's like most people don't bother. And it works really well on video. On text doesn't really translate is the main thing. It's like those 5-step taps are just like people get really confused following those instructions.
One thing I wanted to ask you before we wrap up here.
Sure.
So were you at Workflow in 2017 when it was acquired?
Yeah.
How was that?
I joined 6 months before that. So that's...
Oh, man. I want to know what your reaction was like.
Oh, it was nuts. I think the hardest thing for me was like, I was like, I'm going to go work with a small group of people where what we decide that day could be implemented the afternoon. And then it was like, you now work at the largest behemoth where they do releases once a year. So like, I very much didn't stay because I wanted to like talk to people about shortcuts rather than just like make it and then be like, good luck, sort of.
Yeah, and then you don't know what happens to it if it gets used.
Yeah,
or...
and just like, even when I joined because I could tell that Workflow was confusing and they needed someone to like translate it to regular people. And so I helped with like the website and then the gallery, and I did the documentation too. And then we got acquired. And so like it was, I like basically didn't even finish that. And so even the documentation is very, still almost similar to what is in the shortcuts documentation now. It's very literal of here's what's there and what you can do with it. But like, how to use the choose from list action to and all of its capabilities is like, I could spend months talking about that, or not. I mean, just depends, but I think it really is like, there's a lot that could be translated from this app still.
Sure.
And I want Apple. They're just famously not super strong on documentation either. They do a really good job, but I think it's just like making beyond just documenting it, it's like, what should you use shortcuts for and how should you use it is really unanswered from them. I wish I had more time. That one of the best parts about working at Workflow was just sitting there and asking them these questions. And like, somewhat too, when you're developing a tool, like it's still just a tool. Like they don't have this like cohesive thing. And so I'm very curious with Apple and sort of even the higher level stuff that even as an employee, I never heard, or they didn't tell me why they acquired shortcuts or Workflow at the time.
Well, like, I was going to ask you
if they were like, 7 years from now, we're going to add AI features. Like,
so how long after the acquisition did it take for Apple to like get in there? I'm guessing it took some time. Were you there for that, or did you like already establish like, I'm going to be out, I don't want to do this?
Yeah, part of what happened was it was also somewhat an acquihire, so that because the team was really talented and they knew how to do this and to continue doing it. And I was marketing, and so like I didn't really want to go work at the App Store, because what I struggle with is like taking an app and building off the top of it, not just telling people about that app. So that was, I think that was another part of it. I think in general, Workflow was just like, I really learned, I loved learning how hard this stuff is, how much time it could take just to build that one feature. And then even going into Apple, like, they don't just throw 2,000 people at a team. There's like 20. And so really understanding how they focus on priorities, or even like I said, shortcuts as part of this behemoth that's Apple. And like, to me, it's the most important thing, but to like dedicating resources to fixing those like esoteric bugs is just like challenging and not worth that much money when they can go build this other crazy new AI feature that then changes the world for everybody. So there's always this like give and take of like understanding how Apple works, how they only release things once a year. And then also like, if you're into shortcuts and you want something or it's broken, file your feedback. It's the worst advice to ever hear, but like, there's probably 50 features in shortcuts that would still be broken if I hadn't filed that feedback. And our fix now, there's like, sometimes there's like an 18-month lag on whether or not it'll actually get fixed. But it really is like, if you have that, if you want Shortcuts AI assistant, ask for it now and start talking about it. Especially like, I can easily say, like, the media has an influence on what people want. And so like, the more that people like you guys also get invested in shortcuts and show people what's possible, I think it can really drive demand too. And so that's why I'm here, is like, I just like it. And I think I feel it every day, because I couldn't do anything that I do without shortcuts. And now I can do all this other stuff and continue to learn and build off of it. And then I was just like, Apple's investing in it. Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to keep doing it. So like, that was easy enough for me compared to some other random automation tools. It's like, they have a lot of money. I think they're going to stay around for a while. So like, if this continues to work and people like us like actually give feedback on what we want to see and have it grow, like, it can really change in ways that people like us can contribute to, which is cool too.
So everyone listening, if you want more features, just go and bother Apple about it, or have us do it. And we'll, you just also just described, by the way, in that response, Hartley and I's like complete difference of human beings and our personalities. I would be the one who'd be like, yeah, you could fix those bugs, or you could just make the shiny new thing that I'm going to be attached to. And Hartley's just sitting there like, just please fix the bug so I can use this thing properly.
I think what I like about feedback is you're putting it on their to-do list in a way that, like, if I just ask for it like on Twitter, is someone going to see that and be like, oh, let me get on that? Like, I don't know. There's just a certain amount of like, you're putting it in there, and then if you share that feedback online, other people can duplicate it. And just like, if you know someone at Apple, send it them and be like, can you send this to the right person? Like, that kind of stuff is also helpful. It's I do think people get bummed out on feedback, because it feels like you're like, just fix this thing for me, and they're like, well, maybe not, but like, it is like, this part of this thing is broken and needs to be fixed. Like, they can, you're essentially making their job really easy for them. And if you do that, then they're like, yeah, we'll fix it. But if it's like, if you just send feedback that says fix it, fix it, fix it, they're not going to do anything, because they don't know what to do. Like,
well, that's what we'll have to make sure. We always file feedback. Even people who are testing betas always leave. That's why there's a whole app dedicated to that. It's really important so that Apple can get rid of these bugs that, you know, Hartley wants fixed so bad. And then we can move on to the shiny new things. All right. So I have nothing else. Hartley, do you have anything else for Matt before we let him go?
Well, I just wanted to know really quickly, just to end on, what do you use your action button for?
So I have a system that injects my other shortcuts into a menu that I can choose from. So in the action button, you are able to show a folder of shortcuts, and it'll kind of give you this little square at the top when you press the button. If you use the Get My Shortcuts action and then choose from list and run shortcut, then you can have that itself can be a separate shortcut that you trigger with the action button. And so you can pull from any of your shortcuts folder. You can just do all your shortcuts too if you don't have too many. Like, mine's just,
I was going to say, how long does it take for you to swipe through all 4,000? That's got to take forever.
Probably I could try it right now. Just do 25 swipes on my iPad. Surprisingly, so this is a great example. The choose from list action used to break every single time because it was not prepared to load 4,000 shortcuts in your menu. Now it does because I filed the feedback asking for it.
So, you know, like, there was some guy there like,
show them all.
This is for one person, but I'm going to do it for him. I'm going to make his day. I'm going to fix this.
But then it's, I think that's one of the grossest parts sometimes is I'm like, if you do fix this for me, I can show thousands of other people how to use this tool. And like this tool, like the action button used to time out when you ran your shortcut. And so if you had a menu and you were picking from it, it would time out. And that's just like, they just didn't notice that because they didn't use it to run four folders of shortcuts. But then they added that. And so, but it really was like the first 2 months of the action button, I couldn't use it because it wouldn't do what I wanted to do. And now it does. But then like the momentum was kind of, so like if that had been ready day one, I could have like showed tons of people how to use the action button with shortcuts. And instead it's like kind of missing. So that's where it is really like, I do file, especially on the betas, file feedback god, because I need to do that more myself. Sure. But it's like, I really want them to be killer on day one so that people who use shortcuts can fly with it versus like we get the reminders action and then like next year we get shortcut support for those advanced features. And like if they can really start having those polished out on day one with new features for the journal app the day it releases rather than maybe next year, like I think that stuff can go really far. Yeah, action button. I'll share that. It's just using get my shortcuts, choose from list, and then run shortcut. And you can make that one button do anything on your device, which is awesome.
That'd be sweet.
And what I love about that is the more shortcuts you add, it updates the action button without you having to change anything too. So it's like anytime you add a new shortcut, it's just already there and available.
Nice. Matt, dude, thank you so much for joining us, especially on some short notice there. But we really couldn't think of anyone else better to come on and educate us as, you know, someone who's actually been there before Apple decided, hey, that looks nice. Let's just buy that and implement it to what we have now. You can check out his website, MatthewCasinelli.com. We'll have it linked down below. I don't expect you to type all that in there. But you'll see countless things, just all the information and also shortcuts. So you can start diving in and you don't have to do any of the, it's not boring, but if you don't want to do any of the building, it might be boring. So
I mean, that's the goal. It's like, I give them to you so you don't have to. And then you can look at what I did and learn off of that also. Yeah.
Let Matt do the work for you. Exactly. He has done the work for me. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And man, we'll catch up at WWDC. That's where we met last year. So hopefully we can catch up again this year.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yep, of course.